Go to Rex Warwick speaking.
Hi, good morning. I'm just going to a quick inquiry. Do you do turbo upgrades on a VB Rex?
We can. Have you sort of exhausted all the modifications on that car already?
Yes. So, I've done there's intake and a intercooler and charge pipe and stuff.
Yep, and full turbo back exhaust, I'm assuming?
Actually, I only got a cat back exhaust, so that's probably I would need a turbo back too, but currently I just have a cat back.
Yeah, that's okay. And we've modified the car here, or was it...
No, so I'm from Canberra, so I've done it in a place called Upspec in Sydney.
Oh, yes, okay, yep.
So that's why I'll be moving to Victoria in 2 months. So I'm just wondering if you...
Yeah. So normally what we would do from a performance point of view, the J-pipe will give you a big bump. From a turbo point of view, we're a little bit weary on those engines. We've seen them, especially we speak to a lot of different shops and that sort of stuff interstate, and we've seen them break engines once you push past a certain point.
Okay.
Do you know how much power the car's making currently?
208.
208. You got a lot of scope there without having to do an update on a turbo.
Okay.
Yeah, you can generally push around 230, 235 with all the bolt-ons.
That's including
full turbo back exhaust. Yeah.
Oh, turbo back. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I can't get any more with maybe secondary cat delete or anything, can I? Or that's just
No. The full J pipe, and then it does come with the potential there to. We've seen certain cars, even with a tuning and a cat delete on those, can pop up a code every now and again. So that's one of the drawbacks of that platform.
Thanks for letting me know. I'm aware of that one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We would suggest, when you move down here, we'll run it up as is, get a baseline here,
yep.
So we can get the right, make sure the dynos read the same, and then we can modify it and tune it from there.
Understand.
Yeah.
The other question I have is currently my fifth and sixth, there's literally nothing on it. This doesn't really accelerate on the fifth and the sixth. And is it by design that...
As in power?
Yeah, so it's just four.
It might be a tune-related issue there.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be intentional, but normally once you reach it shouldn't stop pulling.
Got it. Can I just send you an email or something for a quote to get the...
If you email tuning@gotitrex.com.au, we can answer all those questions and more.
Thank you so much. And so you reckon I should just do a full turbo back end, that's all?
Just a J-pipe and a tuning. Send through, obviously, the email. We'll make sure we're on the right track there. But upgrading the turbo, I don't think it's a great idea on that platform just yet. The software is not quite there yet for that support. We've got guys doing it, but obviously they don't really care about reliability, and they've got the budgets there just to throw money at them, and not everyone. I wouldn't do that, but let them break their cars if they want to do it, but we can live happily at that sort of 230 to 240 kilowatts at the wheels. We've got many at that. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And it's just a one-day thing. I just dropped the car.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Are you able to tell me over the phone around how much would be for that and the tune?
So the good thing with your car is you've got the access port already, so that was a big cost gone. So from a tune point of view, we charge $990 for a full custom dyno tune. And then a J-pipe on those, if I remember correctly, is around $1,100. And then about $400 to install. So, what's that, 15 grand, $2,500, I would have thought, roughly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot cheaper than a turbo.
Yeah. Understand.
No worries.
Yep. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, it'd probably be in like a couple of months anyway. And
yeah,
I'll just send you guys the email.
That's perfect, mate. No, I look forward to it.
Thank you so much.
No,
bye.
Have a great day. Bye.